USA Radio News.
Uvalde top school officials has recommended the firing of the school district police chief, who was central to the law enforcement response when a gunman killed two teachers and 19 students at an elementary school nearly 2 months ago. A special meeting will be held on Saturday where the South Texas City School Board will hear from the school district's attorney about Superintendent Hall Harrell's recommendation to fire Chief Pete Arredondo, according to a statement. Arredondo has been accused by state officials of making several critical mistakes during the May 24th mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. A Massachusetts train catches on fire, forcing one passenger to jump into a river and several others to climb out of a window. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
A salmonella outbreak has been linked to small turtles, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They have announced that so far 15 people have been sick across 11 states, with 5 requiring hospitalizations. The CDC stated that many of these outbreaks have been reported from people purchasing turtles from online stores. Interest rates are on the rise.
The president of the Euro Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, had previously signaled it would be increasing the rates in July and September as consumer prices kept surging. Reporting from Frankfurt, Germany, the institution had kept rates at historic lows, in fact in negative territory since 2014. Today's action calls for a 50 basis point increase. Yeah, that's a full 0.5%. The ECB's new anti-fragmentation tool may be put to the test, which is aimed at supporting those nations with big giant debts like Italy. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Two accused drug traffickers busted with a massive amount of fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show in court after being released on cashless bail. The 25-year-old and 19-year-old men were released on their own recognizance less than 24 hours after their arrest because they were classified as low risk. A new arrest warrant has been issued by a judge for the men, and bail has been set at $2.15 million ahead of their arraignment. Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015. Flint's water became contaminated because water pulled from the Flint River wasn't treated to reduce the corrosive effect on lead pipes.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.